safe as houses. This is podcast number 22. Story so far, Sally Yan has now driven her vampire beloved, Lavinia, out of town to a place where she can get sunlight and have freedom to scream in ecstasy in that sunlight, because it has turned out that is what sunlight does to a vampire. And poor Lavinia, oh, she was battered against the rear door of their camper home when the magic which keeps vampires out of a home nearly pushed her out again, even though she'd been welcomed in by Sally. But she'd fallen asleep, and apparently it wore off after she slept or something. Well, Sally has just parked at a state beach along Highway 1 south of San Francisco and hauled Lavinia into the sunlight. And the sun magic is working again. Lavinia is screaming in ecstasy, and Sally just sits crying with relief, watching Lavinia feel good. Today is volume 2 of Safe as Houses. Volume 2 is called Outside, and this is chapter 9 of volume 2, entitled When Night Comes Again. Sally had no intention of removing Lavinia from the sun unless Lavinia asked her to. Her wounds did not magically heal, and her poor nose was still a squash blossom in the middle of her face, but her skin did again seem to take on a healthier color. Lavinia gasped, panted, climbed from peak to peak. Oh, my God! Jeez! Jeez! Oh, God! God! Sally smiled at a memory. Lavinia must really be in uncontrollable ecstasy, because when she was just turned on and being playful, she was quite likely to scream out the atheist's traditional cry, "Oh, infinite nothingness!" At last, worried about the noise, she leaned over to try to catch Lavinia's eye. Their eyes locked. She threw herself on Lavinia without thinking, pulled into a world beyond wetness by those eyes. She ground her groin against the heat from beneath. Their clothes didn't exist. She knew Lavinia was still a vampire, but she couldn't care. She risked everything. She opened herself. "Yours, babe, yours," Lavinia gasped around the wet sounds. "Ah, my God! Ah! Ah!" Sally felt herself drenching the inside of her jeans. The sun sank lower, filling the front window of the camper, bathing the lovers in golden light and warmth. They kissed, Sally not noticing Lavinia's sharp teeth or different taste. They thrashed together, Sally pulled along by Lavinia's unstopping ecstasy. Someone from one of the other vehicles did come and call out, "Sunset pretty soon, folks. Better hit the road." Sally didn't know whether they got an eyeful or not. They certainly said nothing else. Human beings are not made for extended orgasm. As it went on and on, Sally grew exhausted, but she couldn't pull her eyes away from Lavinia's and didn't want to. Her heart was hammering. She was so drenched with sweat that every inch of clothing clung miserably to her. Her throat ached from screaming and roaring, but she couldn't stop as long as she saw before her those perfect violet eyes, felt the perfect love for her that they radiated. As the light around them became a deep, flaming orange, as her body cried out with fatigue, she wondered if this was what it felt like to be hypnotized. Oh, dear God! She wrenched her eyes away from those hypnotic vampire eyes and collapsed in a heap on Lavinia's twitching body. Stitches burned in her chest like she had run miles. Her muscles quivered helplessly. Mist swam in front of her eyes for a second, and the world seemed to go dark. But she heard whispering and teasing start up outside and realized it was just that the sun had slipped below the horizon. Lavinia's breathing slowed, and she muttered ragged, incoherent words. Then her arms came up and wrapped around the still helpless Sally like the strike of a cobra. Sally realized in a flash what she should have expected for hours. When night came, all bets were off. Those arms felt hot, not cold, but they held Sally pinned. She had no stake, and she could barely move from fatigue. Hypnotized, then worn out, helpless prey. Lavinia flipped her over as easily as if she were a puppy. Sally looked up to see a vampire looming over her. The face smiled horribly. The teeth gleamed. The eyes radiated hunger. Sally struggled, barely able to make her muscles work. Outside, voices called, "Not fair! How did you get in? Let us in! Welcome us in, too!" Lavinia's grin was triumphant as she held Sally's arms pinned. Slowly, she lowered her mouth, hissing in the back of her throat like an animal. "No, no, baby, don't!" Sally cried hopelessly, hating her weak, ragged voice, but looking straight at her oncoming death. Lavinia instantly released her. "Okay, baby, okay, I'm stopping, like we agreed," she said, stroking Sally's face, full of concern. It took a second before Sally remembered their talk from that first night they spent together. "You don't get off begging, stop, stop, don't, do you? Great. Then your safe word is stop. That's all you need to know. I don't want you to know just yet what's in store for you, but you want something to stop? Say. You good with that, baby?"
"I'm still... good with that," Sally gasped, crying with relief.
Then Lavinia's strong, warm arms were around her, pulling Sally close, familiar, dear. Sally turned her head against the emblem of the talking raven and cried like a baby into Odin's ear. This has been podcast number 22. Next week, number 23, will contain Outside Chapter 10, called Will You Be? The story is copyright 2014 by me, Michael Litsky. For a print version of the story, for information about the music you hear in the background, for much more, please visit my website, www.fictionandmore.com. Thank you for listening.